Welcome back to Pembroke Investigations. We're diving back into the mystery, and this time the stakes have never been higher. This is a serialised audio drama, so if you haven't listened from the beginning, we recommend you go back. Things will make a lot more sense that way, but if you're all caught up, let's get started. Previously, Charlie uncovered a tangled web of theft, missing persons and the occult. Jamie Sinclair has vanished, and his ties to Boleskine House and the Abbey are raising more questions than answers. Just as Charlie thought he was closing in, the case took a dangerous turn, one that could cost him everything. This week, the hunt for Jamie reaches a breaking point, and the shadows around Charlie are closing in. The past refuses to stay buried, and the truth? It might just be more than he bargained for. So settle in, stay sharp, and enjoy episode 9 of Pembroke Investigations, because the past never stays buried for long.
This has been a challenging case. What started out as a simple theft, something I thought I could handle to help an old friend, it's turned into a nightmare. I thought maybe this case could give me some purpose again. Help me feel like I belonged somewhere. Like I was needed. But this has changed. It's not just a museum robbery anymore. It's a missing persons case. It's an attempted murder. And somehow I found myself neck deep in something that may or may not be tied to the occult. And for what? I've been a private detective for 5 years now. 5 years of tracking cheating spouses and petty thieves. 5 years of digging through other people's messes, and somehow it still feels like I'm chasing shadows. No matter how much I solve, how many cases I close, there's always something missing. Maybe that's why I agreed to this in the first place. It wasn't just about the case. It was about Anna. She wasn't just a client, she was a friend. Stirling University feels like a lifetime ago, but back then we had something. A connection. And now, I don't know. Maybe I thought if I helped her it would mean something. Maybe I could feel something again. But the facts of the case are these. A necklace, an amulet to be exact, was stolen from the museum. Someone disabled the security system, leaving no CCTV footage of the theft. Jamie Sinclair, a member of staff, has gone missing. There's no proof yet that Jamie took the amulet, but his disappearance is too convenient. His timing, his connection to the Abbey and to Boleskine House. And now, everything's pointing to a deeper link between Jamie, the Abbey, and Crowley, the occult. And then there's Anna. I don't want to believe it. Hell, I can't believe it. But the more I dig, the more it all points to her. The amulet was her responsibility. She knew Jamie, and I know she's hiding something. Anna, what the hell are you mixed up in? Are you just trying to protect the museum, or is there something else going on? You're my friend, but I have to know the truth. Even if it destroys what's left of whatever we had. So far, I have three main suspects. Abbot Alaric, the head of the abbey. One or both of the Thompsons, the owners of the Tuonamarv Inn. And lastly, Anna. Moving forward, I have a plan. I'll confront the Thompsons first, and I'll pay a visit to the abbey again. But I'm running out of time. I need to know what Anna's hiding, whether I want the answer or not.
Good morning, mate. Sleep well?
Morning, Noah. I did. How are you this morning?
Good, mate, good. Busy as usual. Wife's got me busier than a barman at a wedding.
I can imagine.
Grab a seat, mate. I'll get your order. Right then, mate. What can I get you today? Just the toast and juice again?
No, thanks. I'm having as busy a day as you will be. Give me the full breakfast, mate. And a large cappuccino.
Full breakfast it is, mate. What's got you so busy? Have you got a lead?
I do. A big one. I'll be heading up to the Mort House later. Found evidence that Jamie is living up there and I think he's going back. There's a hidden entrance I need to check out and I might have him. This case could be coming to an end.
Jamie? You think he's tied up in all this?
I don't know, Noah, but the more I dig, the more things point back to that place. Something's off.
Watch yourself, Charlie. That place, it's got history.
Are we careful? This isn't my first rodeo, Noah.
All the same, mate. Look after yourself. I'll get you breakfast, mate. And full spread coming up.
Abbot Alaric, do you have a moment?
Mr. Pembroke, of course. Please, come in.
I wanted to apologise for the way I acted yesterday. I shouldn't have shouted about the papers. It's been a stressful case and I lost my cool.
No need for apologies, Mr. Pembroke. Investigations are never easy, especially when they touch on matters as complex as this. We're all trying to find the truth, after all.
I'll be heading back to Balestrian Cemetery later today. Something about that place just doesn't sit right with me.
I see. Well, I wish you luck in your search. Be careful, Mr. Pembroke. The past has a way of clinging to those grounds, especially Boleskine. It's a place many have tried to leave behind, but not all have succeeded.
It sounds like you're speaking from experience, Abbot. You've been here for a long time. You must know Boleskine's history well.
The land holds memories, Mr. Pembroke. Some better left understood. But you know that already, I suspect.
And what about Jamie? He stayed here, didn't he? For months. His disappearance must have rattled you.
Jamie Sinclair was a troubled soul. He sought answers, much like you. But he was easily led astray and drawn to dangerous ideas. He was fascinated by Boleskine House, by the history of Crowley. He believed it held something for him, something beyond the tangible. I tried to guide him back, but some paths, once taken, cannot easily be abandoned.
You think he was involved with the occult, then? That he was drawn to it like the others? The amulet, the rituals, do you think Jamie was part of it?
I believe Jamie was searching for something he could not find in the world as he knew it. Whether he found it at Boleskine or whether it consumed him, that remains unclear. but I advise you to tread carefully, Mr. Pembroke. The same curiosity that led Jamie there could lead you into the same darkness.
I appreciate the concern, but I've come too far to turn back now. I'm going to Balestrin and I'll find out what happened to Jamie and what Anna's involvement is. There's more going on here, Abbott, and I think you know that too.
Be careful, Mr. Pembroke. The truth is not always what we expect or what we want. Some things are better left undisturbed.
I'll take my chances. There's someone's here. Who are you? Hey, hold on a second. What are you doing here? This place isn't safe at night. Who are you?
Is that what you think? That I'm the one in danger here?
I don't have time for games. I know about the amulet, the ritual, everything. If you're involved, now's the time to come clean. I'm not leaving until I get answers.
You think you understand, Detective? You have no idea what you've stumbled into. This isn't about a simple theft or a missing boy. This is about power. Ancient power. And you're standing in the way.
You can spare me the cryptic talk. You're not the first person to try and hide behind some grand mystery. Tell me, who are you working with? Anna? Jamie? What's your connection to the Abbey?
You still don't get it, do you? It's too late to turn back.
Don't move. Just stop right there. I don't want this to end badly for either of us.
It's already too late, Mr. Pembroke. The ritual must be completed, and you, well, you're just another piece of the puzzle now.
I said stop!
What? No! Let me go!
It's time for you to see the truth, Mr. Pendleton. The truth you've been seeking.
What have you done? Where am I?
It must be done. The path, it is ready. You will complete the circle.
What is this?
Prepare him. The others are waiting. You must be down before the altar. You must be down before we begin. He is the final piece.
No! No, let me go! What do you want with me?
It is almost time. You will bear witness to the great unveiling.
What is this? What do you want from me?
You will understand soon enough, Mr. Pembroke. Your role has already been written. You will die.
Thanks for joining us on Pembroke Investigations. Want to know what's coming next? Visit www.pembrokeinvestigations.com for more about the series, behind-the-scenes content, and the latest updates from our production company, Ink and Pause. If you'd like to support independent storytelling, head over to www.patreon.com/inkandpause. For just £6 a month, you'll get access to our case files, early episodes, and exclusive director's commentaries. Until next time, stay sharp, because the past never stays buried for long.